I always like the like Eevee family.
The Eevee family.
Yeah, like
so what Eevee, would you go
like
with?
Jolteon?
Yeah,
I,
yeah, Flareon, Vaporeon. Vaporeon,
yeah. I don't
Umbreon.
Know. I always thought Jolteon looks kind of cool.
Jolteon's pretty dope. You know who my favorite is?
Who?
Magikarp. Welcome back to another episode of Lunchtime. I'm Noah Hiles. He is...
John Bozica.
And today is National Pokemon Day. So after speaking about the
Gotta
Super Bowl...
Gotta catch them all!
That was good. After speaking about the Super Bowl for what seems to be the last week... It actually is the last week. We are taking a huge U-turn and going to the universe of Pokemon. First off, John, were you a big Pokemon guy growing up? Or are you still a big Pokemon guy now?
Not now. I was growing up. I had like all the cards growing up, and I think I still have them somewhere. I can't remember where they are. I actually went through a phase about a year ago where I thought about like trying to like sell them all.
And I being, did too. Like, I looked up the value of every single one I had.
And like the value is pretty good depending on what you have, but you need to have the right cards.
You need to have the original, the first or second edition. Any first or
the
second
OG
edition.
The OG Pokemon.
Yeah. I think I have probably like about $1,000 in value in my card collection.
Okay.
And I highly considered it, but, I backed away. So, and did you play the video games?
I did. I had, Pokemon Gold and Pokemon Blue for the Game Boy and like the Game Boy Advance and like whatever the line of succession was of all the Game Boys.
Game Boy Color.
And then we also played Pokemon Stadium.
Yes.
Now that, dude, you want to talk about the game. One, getting to battle against somebody, awesome. Coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to see your Pokemon come to life on your screen with those, you know, somewhat good but crappy graphics at the same time.
At the same time, like at that time, they were great graphics.
Yeah, you were like, damn, like this is next level. But also, I remember those mini games on that. Those were the thing. Like going to like whatever it was, like you would go to like the certain thing and then you would play the mini games. And I was just all about that.
I liked Pokemon Olympics as well. I don't know if you ever played that.
I never played that.
Yeah, like that's where you could do... like Licking Tongue had one where you could it was kind of like Candy Crush or something, but yeah,
Licking
the Poke
Tongue.
Yeah, the like there's a whole bunch of them.
Did
anyway,
you play, one quick thing though, did you play Super Smash?
A little bit, not a ton.
Okay, I just remember because you mentioned.
I know that could be another episode, just old video games of our childhood.
No, but you mentioned Magikarp being like your favorite.
Yeah.
Or no, that was Goldeen. You would get Goldeen on Super Smash. And it was another fish, and you would just throw the Pokeball, and then it would just be this flopping fish. It would be like, Goldeen, 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 Goldeen. It's like, what the? Come on.
But I did play the Pokemon video games as a kid. I love Special Pikachu, the gold one, because you got all the originals and that. You didn't have to choose between, you know, Charmander, Bulbasaur, or Squirtle. You got all three of them as the story went on. You started the game with Pikachu. You also acquired a Lapras and a Snorlax throughout the storyline
okay.
of that game. My favorite game as a kid was Pokemon Sapphire. That would have been the third generation of Pokemon.
I had stopped by that point.
So I got that for my birthday or something, and that was like the last game that I got out of all of them. But that's when I was kind of, like, smart enough to figure out, like, there's more to the game than just becoming, you know, a master. Like, you got to catch them all. That was, like, there's, you can, like, I didn't know, like, I was too young to know, like, you can catch Mewtwo and, like, those games early on. Like, I just thought, like, once you beat all the gyms and, like, you beat, you know, everyone in the tower, that the game was over. But in reality, there's, like, a million more things you can do in those
You were
games.
Like, there is a whole other
like
world
you,
here.
And so, like, in Sapphire, you could catch Rayquaza, who was, like, the Mewtwo type in that game and whatnot. But those were a huge part of my childhood. Star Wars and Pokemon were the things that occupied my brain before sports really took it over. And I have, not to continue rambling here, but a quick memory. My dad always had been a very big supportive you know, everything I did, for better or for worse. He loved the Pokemon thing. He always would do it with me. Saturday mornings, where I grew up in Washington County, at the Toys R Us in Washington, PA, you could go battle Pokemon cards there.
Really?
And if you won three in a row, they gave you a badge. So I have like 7 badges. We'd go every Saturday morning and, you know, you'd stack your deck accordingly and it was cool.
See, that was the thing is that we never really like played the game.
Oh, I played the game big time.
Like, I remember, and this is a problem that I still haven't been able to, like, you know, like you can't confront things from your childhood sometimes. Like, I played the Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Yeah.
But I didn't play the Pokemon game. And like in retrospect, like the Pokemon game was probably a lot better and was probably like, in terms of like configuration of a game, it was probably more well thought up. Like, whereas Yu-Gi-Oh like was just kind of like,
This card is stronger than that card.
Yeah, it was really just kind of basic. Yeah. Like it was. I also remember, like, not to sidetrack from Pokemon, but like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh kind of like run together for me.
Well, it was one after the other. And the thing that people, like, I could see you playing the Yu-Gi-Oh thing because the show was literally him playing cards.
It was. So it was like, easy to get into.
Yes.
Whereas Pokemon, like,
Pokemon was everything. Like, there was, like, I had the action figures, the video games. The video games were more relevant
with
Pokemon than the cards.
Well, and I remember too that, like, you would also get to a point where the fun of those games and like the fun of collecting those cards, just like any card collection, I thought it became more of like trading cards than anything else. Like I actually remember being with a buddy and like we had like conferences like back and forth because like someone was like willing to offer him like a couple of holographic like Charmeleons or something for like a Charizard. And it was like, this was like a big discussion. Yeah. I mean, this was the discussion for the day. You know, like if you had this discussion, it was like, whoa, it's like, we can't do anything else now today because we just got to talk about this all day. And it became a big thing. I mean, it really was for our generation.
90s kids.
It was a cultural thing. Like it was a cultural phenomenon that took over the world.
I think it's going to be looked at special throughout history because that was... We're really the last generation that, I mean, we had technology growing up, but like we didn't have cell phones until we were in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
You know, and like we had video games, but like we were the ones who really still got into like TV shows and like Pokemon cards. We played with toys. Like that's not the case anymore. It's a lot more, you know, iPad and stuff, you know, tablet-based entertainment for kids. And not that I have a problem with that. It's just kind of the evolution of technology. But Pokemon's really that last big sweeping toy phase, and we were a part of it. And so that's, I think, why it holds a special heart. And then to hit you with nostalgia when Pokemon Go came back, John, your contact ID in my phone is when I was an intern. You and I were hosting for Kenny. It was just Kenny at that time, not JT. And you got a nosebleed mid-show. And I was playing Pokemon Go while you were addressing the nosebleed during a commercial. And there's a Jinx standing right next to you in studio. So there's you addressing a nosebleed with a Jinx. And when Pokemon Go came back, I remember just like the boom of Pokemon.
Oh, it was crazy.
And that video game, I mean, people literally died over that game.
They did, because like people would like walk out in the middle of the street like trying to catch a Pokemon and get hit, which is like not funny, but
no,
like, it also,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy, but like I just think that looking back at all this stuff, it's interesting that you said that like we were the last generation that had like toys and stuff and like really did that, because like I think about that all the time. Like, because Allie teaches Sunday school, and I see like the kids that come in and like they're like in like fourth grade and they have like phones and like they have like technology that's like different. Like they're playing on Snapchat, like
TikTok.
Like they have like stuff that I'm like, God, I couldn't even imagine this. You know, like I remember, and like you'd remember this too, like when signing into a computer, like the first couple times, like as your childhood, like that was a big deal. Cause like I remember having to like wait for like the internet to like
launch
itself.
Yeah.
And like that was like a big thing. Like I remember the first time, like as a family, like we went into there was a room, the computer room. Like it was a term. And like you would go in there and it was like we had to wait for it to launch up, and we would watch like the like running guy go across for the internet launch up. And it was like, that was like a big thing. It's like now that's not anymore.
No.
Like, because it's like now like everything is so instantaneous. Like if you wanted to, like you could pull up on your phone and just like type in Pokemon online and be like Pokemon games, and like you could probably play some of the old games online if you wanted to.
So that brings up a good transition. Google is doing a thing where you can vote for Pokemon of the Year. If you Google Pokemon of the Year, you can go on and vote. I casted my vote for Magikarp, and it has all the different generations of Pokemon. So I believe, I forget what the original one, I picked, you know, the original. The Kanto is the generation that I picked, and I followed the Johto and the Hoenn. Those were the three generations of Pokemon. There's eight total now, and I'd be lost after the first three.
Ooh, Pokemon vote. Let's look at this.
So, there's a lot of, like, if you had to vote for an actual Pokemon of the Year, like you're doing, like, I voted for my favorite, but who are some cool ones that stick out to you that maybe aren't your favorite? Like, Electabuzz and Scyther, I always thought were the coolest. I always wanted those two guys on my team.
Definitely Jigglypuff. I mean, I thought, just joking. No, I mean, I always thought that, I remember when, like, Mewtwo became, like, a big thing.
Yeah, I remember, like, I had a Pokemon birthday party that year, like the year the Mewtwo movie came out. That was huge.
See, and that's the thing is, like, I remember that, like, after the first couple generations, like, I think the first two probably, like, I wouldn't remember any of them, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, I stopped at a point. So, like, to me, the cool Pokemon were, like, still from, like, the first generation.
I agree.
Like, honestly, if I was going to vote for, like, the Pokemon of, like, all time, like, it would have to be Pikachu.
I mean,
like,
yes. Mean,
like, I'm saying, like, if you're going on, like, pure, like, iconic.
He's like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, like, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even people that don't understand it, like, have no idea what it is.
My grandparents know who Pikachu is.
Yeah, so it's like, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's the face of it. But I don't know. I mean, to me, if I was going to vote for a coolest one, and it's only because I remember, like, getting the card, like, when it was the first generation was so hard, Charizard would have to be number
Charizard,
one.
I had a Charizard action figure that, I mean, it shot fire, it could fly until it didn't fly. I mean, I thought it could fly. I just throw it. Yeah, Charizard's pretty sweet. His card was always cool. I just like, I mean, the original three are pretty dope. But yeah, like, different ones. Scyther, Electabuzz, Dragonite. Those were always my guys. And as far as, like, small ones that I thought were cool, I always thought Farfetch'd was a little unique. Just because he was a little guy. I think I am, like, kind of far, like, I... No
You're
pun intended.
Kind of far-fetched.
I am far-fetched, and he's just a little guy. He walks around, hits people with a stick. He's pretty dope.
I mean, it's just it's crazy that in the year 2020 that, like,
we're still talking about this.
Yeah, because, like, I'm thinking back now, and, like, when it really hit its stride for us, like, was probably 2000, like, to, like, 2002, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Was, like, probably when it really hit its stride, and that was, like, when Yu-Gi-Oh was really big, and, like, I also remember being into Digimon for a bit.
Digimon was, yeah.
But, like, did you go see the movies? Did you go see the Pokemon movies?
I went, saw all of them. All of them.
And
Celebi,
really
Entei, Mewtwo, I mean, the one with the unknown.
Yeah, I remember being really into them, though.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. Like, and it's crazy how...
I watched the TV show, too.
Yeah, me too. Oh, all the time. I remember, too, how, like, just so many parts of that show, like, there was stuff that, like, you would watch, and, like, it, on Saturdays, on whatever that channel was, like, you would have Pokemon followed by, I think, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was on that channel as well.
Yeah, it was Cartoon Network.
No, we watched it on a different channel. I can't remember what it was.
PBS, maybe.
Yeah, and then also Static Shock was on that channel as
well. Rubik's.
Yeah.
Or Cubics.
Like, there was all types of stuff. Like, yeah. That's just, it's crazy to look back and see stuff from your childhood that's, like, affecting kids now in a different way. And, like, I couldn't even imagine, like, having a phone with, like, a Pokemon Go on it, like, with the graphics that you have and, like, mm-hmm. being able to carry it around in your pocket all the time. Like, you had to have, like, a satchel to carry your
A backpack.
Game Boy
I had
on.
I had a Pokemon backpack that I'd carry my cards, toys, and Game Boy in.
Yeah.
All right, so to wrap it up, rapid fire, we're going to go through each type of Pokemon. Give me your favorite. Favorite water Pokemon.
Favorite water Pokemon. Probably Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur is grass.
Or no.
Squirtle.
I mean, not Squirtle. The big dude.
Blastoise.
Gosh, I'm thinking of the other one.
Magikarp would be my favorite. Favorite electric type.
Favorite electric type. Jolteon.
Okay, I'll go Electabuzz. Favorite grass type.
Eevee.
Scyther. Favorite fire?
Flareon.
Okay. I'll go Ninetales to be different. She was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot that you could go with.
And Ghost Pokemon.
Ghost Pokemon. Oh, gosh. I don't even remember it that well. To
Gengar.
Be Gengar was pretty cool.
Yeah. It Ghastly. Muck.
Yeah, who was the other dude? There was another electrical Pokemon is coming to my mind. I know
Magnemite, Magneton.
No, there was the dude. He was like, oh, gosh, I can't remember.
Haunter.
No, if I saw him,
you said electric?
Yeah. If I saw him, I would know exactly who he was. He was like a big, like, he almost looked like an animal.
It was Electabuzz. He's black and gold. He's a big
maybe
gorilla
that was
looking
it. Yeah, that is it. Okay. Yeah. Plus, I always liked, like, the big.
All right, ground Pokemon or rock Pokemon?
Onix.
Okay, I always like Machamp.
Onix was my dude.
All right, so that's our Pokemon talk.
Kind of tailed off at the
end
there.
Yeah, it kind of got wild, but hey, that's lunchtime. And we're gonna close off every show. Now that it's officially college hoops season for Noah Hiles, that football's
these
done.
These Noah's no doubters.
These Noah's no doubters. And we're going to track these, okay? So today my picks are, I'm going to give you three every show. Georgetown, Seton Hall. I like the under in that game. 145.5. South Carolina, I like the money line there. They're a point underdogs, but I like the money line. They're plus 100 value at most books against Ole Miss. And UNC Greensboro, they are -20.5. I forget who they're playing. But those are my three no-doubters. Thanks for listening to Lunchtime. I'm Noah Hiles.
John Bozica, we'll catch you next time.